In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Good evening. Father God, I thank you. God, I thank you for being able to do this. And I thank you for being alive. I thank you for everything that you have implanted in this ministry. I'm just so proud of you, God. I'm just so proud of you, God. That's all I could say. Now, what I would like to do, give me a second here. This is what I would like to do. Let me see if I got this right. Yeah, I don't have a lot this evening, but it's informative. But I want maybe three of you, three. If you already own the Blog Talk, all you have to do is press one. I want three testimonies this evening. I want you to let me know I'm not putting in all this work for no reason. So I want you to tell me what you're getting out of this and what you have gotten out of this, if anything. If you ain't got nothing, just say nothing. That'd be okay. Okay, so I want you to kind of give me a report card. The number is 319-527-6068. And press 1. Press 1. Now, you know, if you take a long time to do this, I'm going to hang up because I really would like to be asleep right now. Understand that. I have 7718.
Yes, it's Kim, Dr. Erica Shepherd. Good evening.
Good evening, Kim.
I'm happy too. I'm just still soaking in all the information, and what's happening is I find myself being more patient with people. I find myself drawn to the word more. I want to get into the word more. Like one of the teachings, you were like, you're going to have to look this up. And I'm like, yep, I'm going to look it up. So it's really just being more patient with my family members. I have a little one that's just all over the place. So really the fruits of the spirit, really manifesting, really grabbing the word, soaking in. I find myself going back and re-listening to your content that the Holy Spirit's been allowing you to release to us, because it's just, it's a lot. And you, I was taught a long time ago, you can't just listen to something one time and get it all. You got to listen to it a lot of times, because when you listen to it, there's something you may have missed. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm just absorbing it. I'm soaking it in. And I feel God's presence more. I feel more patient, more loving. I'm still celebrating my father's salvation. He actually was listening to you last night with my mom. And so he, my mom was sharing how he started wanting to pray, and he wants the Bible now. And so it's just little things like that that mean so much because of your ministry and because of these teachings. So thank you so much. Glory
be to
God.
Thank you, Kim. You're welcome. I appreciate it. 4074.
Praise the Lord. I really got a lot out of that night that you were talking about. You didn't want no prophecy, and for us to repent if we had said that, because I had been to so many conferences, and even before I went to the conferences, I had so many prophecies. And then I was told you had to work the prophecy, and was nothing happening. And I said to my apostle, I said, I don't want another apostle. I don't want nobody to tell me nothing else. I don't want another prophecy. I don't want it. And I didn't know what I was doing when I shared it with Dr. Erica. She said, you cut yourself off because you are supposed to prophesy. And I had prophesied before, but I didn't know. When they told me I had to work this prophecy, because I had so many words, and I thank God for that. And listening to her talking about the fruits of the Spirit, I was a person, well, I ain't totally cleaned out of that yet. I was like a macho, no, you don't cross this line. And it's like now, it's like, okay, whatever. You know, now I'm not a doormat now, but I don't put time in stuff that's not necessarily to be put in. You know, God has let me see clearly what to do and what not to do, and I just thank God for that. I really, really do. I'm really learning, y'all, to lean on the Word of God, and I'm a spring chicken. I'm learning to lean on God's Word, and I thank Dr. Erica because she makes it plain. She makes it real plain. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, sister. 6786.
Praise the Lord. I'm learning a lot, too. I'm learning that I too was just happy when you were talking about the prophecy, because I didn't understand it because of all the things that were, you know, what I was coming out of and the tongues, speaking in tongues. And I even had mentioned to you, Dr. Erica, I said, well, I don't really understand it. I stay away from that because don't you need an interpreter all the time? And, you know, you stay quiet and your thing is always go to God and go to God's word. But I kept pressing God. And what you have been teaching is dig it up, go find out for yourself. And it's like that foundation is just being built. And you would think being a believer for 20 years, and just loving God, that you would I would have a foundation. And I realized when you were teaching on the fruits that I did not. And it was just like pieces of puzzles just getting filled in and like the gluing the puzzle together for me, because I realized I didn't understand that. And when you said it, it just hit me. I said, wow, like joy. Like, I really got it. Like, I had been chasing happiness, and you taught, you know, that happiness comes from what's happening. And I thought, well, that's what I've been doing wrong, and this is what I've been doing, and this is what I need to do. So it's just a lot of gaps being filled in, and just to really accept it's time, it's time. And, you know, that God is saying, like, you need to have that foundation because it's getting darker and your light needs to be brighter. And I'm just learning so much, and I always have, but this is what I needed mostly. And it's really showing in my life, in my prayer life, and in my family. So
Praise God. Praise God. I'm just going right down the list, 8262.
Hi, Dr. Erica. This is Juliet. God bless you. Hey. God bless you, Terlan.
God bless you too, Juliet.
Okay, I'm shaking like a jelly here because I am very shy. And I promise you, I'm with Nana Maria here at her house. We're listening together. And I said, touch my hand. It's frozen. It's shaking. It's sweating because that's an area that God is working with me. And there's been so many things that have been unfold in my heart. Like, you know, you read the word and you read many things, but when it hits the rhema, the revelation in your spirit, and that's what happened to me during this time, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I was even questioning me, Lord, do I'm a woman of God? Do I'm this? I'm lacking this. I'm in bankruptcy of, you know, of so many things that are there, and I want to get there in a different way. I know the Holy Spirit is with me, but I want the manifestation without me getting in the middle of that. And remember when I called you, Dr. Erica, that I told you about, you know, when I said that you repent publicly when God called you to do something about the prophecies. And I said it was the same for me, but not prophecy. I said, like, I don't want this ministry because I'm not going to go through that. I'm not. And I rejected. And I always go in the presence of God. I told his Father, why I do this? Why I have so much fear to just overcome this thing? Why? And it's because there is flesh and it's a spirit. And in that area, I didn't die until that day that I call you, that I wept to God and I cry and I repent and I ask the Holy Spirit to really, 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 really speak to my inner man, to my spirit, and bring that revelation and take that fear away. And that fear was coming because of, you know, abandonment and many things, but the Holy Spirit just dig in a different way. And even impact me so much that Thursday I had to do something in the embassy, and there was this policeman there, and I just went to them and I was sharing, but it was a different way. Like, this policeman, they were unashamed, screaming about Jesus, singing. I even put in the song that you play all the time, you know, I got it, chan, 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 chan. They were singing, and I was like, it's a different thing going on in my heart. It's like a joy unspeakable, like when I go, hallelujah. And I even say to the policeman, hey, you're a policeman. You're a soldier of the kingdom of God. Come on, say Jesus in the right way. And they were like, Jesus. And I said, no. They started like, Jesus, Jesus, in plain Times Square. You know what is that? Seven police.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they are like, what? And I say, Lord, there's something that the Holy Spirit is doing, and I needed to hook up with him. Well, I didn't know. He he come to me and rescue me, and he gave me that love, right? But I needed to believe it. And I'm like, right now, after singing. So it's just with these things, like, you know, it's a different kind of peace. It's a different kind of joy. It's like the walls of fear are falling, you know, and that joy of the Lord that is my strength is coming to me. And I, Lord, I want all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, so just help me walk in it. And I love you so much, and I thank you so much for your self-love, for your kindness, for just encourages every day. We have fresh manna from heaven every single day. We don't repeat a menu, and it's like God is feeding us the inner man and strengthen us, you know, and we are able to make decisions in a different way, just seeing through God's eyes, everything. In faith, yeah. And we are all are in expectation of everything that God is going to do. And even Maria that is here, her husband is going to serve God. Everybody's going to say, if this building belongs to Jesus, and we're going to pray, amen, believing God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Maria, you want to share? Maria, say what God is doing in your life. Come on. You told me. Okay, I'm going to speak with her. God is doing so many things in her life. She's a secret warfare woman. She comes and pray, and he's fighting for her marriage, and her, can I say, her husband was doing things that wasn't right, and she prayed, and he didn't leave her, and now, you know, they're still, he's going to walk with God, because we're believing, but God is changing her through your message, and the Holy Spirit this season. Oh my God, she's like in fire. I'm like, Nena, well, we call her Nena, are you a woman of God? You're in fire for the Lord. And she's like, I'm learning. So, all because of you, Dr. Erica, obedience and being allowed to be used by the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to stop here. And I love everybody. Say something.
We love you too, Juliet. We love you too.
Thank you, Dr. Erica. Thank you.
All right, Maria.
That's Nina.
I love you too, Dr. Erica.
I love everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Uh-oh, I lost somebody. Who is this? 0125. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Hi,
wait a minute.
The Lord.
Okay, so then I messed. Yeah, hold on 1 minute. I'm going to click this other one off, and I'll click it back.
Okay,
I'm going to click that one back. Hey, Jennifer R.
Hey, praise the Lord. We are just so blessed. I just, man. So this, the past few days, but the past, since we've been doing revival, something that's been really huge for me that really was incredible was all the teaching that you've done about faith, the measure of faith, the gift of faith. And for me, what it did was it gave me scriptural understanding of what has actually happened to me since I've become born again. And I've thought about it before, and sometimes I try to talk to people about it, but how I talk about it now has completely changed because of the teaching that we had, the understanding that I have, what the Holy Spirit showed me, which then just wowed me and floored me and humbled me all the more, because it kind of, I think I emailed you about it too, you know, it's that difference of when we strive to do something, and that was how I've been brought up and programmed, like to strive, I'm going to make things happen, I'm an achiever, I'm this, I'm that, blah, blah, blah. And when I try to do that, when it comes to my faith and my relationship with God, I fall flat on my face. Thank you, Jesus. And I learned that, I thank him because, man, I'm just so... It just opened my heart in a new way, and it showed me the deepest levels of the love that he has for me and the fruit that's in my life. And it, when I tried to sometimes in the past talk to people about, I never tried any of the changes that have been brought in, around in my life as a Christian are not of my doing. They are of his, whether it's through deliverance or through faith or just all of the changes that he's brought out in me. And so I really kind of like spent this time reviewing, like doing a Holy Spirit review of where I've come since I've been born again. And that just really showed me where I want to go.
and what mm-hmm. I want more of. And it was incredible, and it has shifted my prayer life. Woo, mm-hmm. Like, and it's, I am seeing, I just had an incredible encounter with a couple people this week. I bought these two women Bibles. I'm going to actually work with them to do a Bible study with them, which is just incredible. Yeah, because they are baby Christians, and they are, I don't know, it's just really great. But so that has been just an incredible experience in this fellowshipping. And then I'll just tell you this last thing, and then I'll let somebody else talk. But last night after deliverance, I got off the phone and I called my mom right when we hung up. And mm-hmm. she was kind of surprised for me to be calling her at that hour. She's like, "Hey, how are you?" And I was like, "I'm so happy," I yelled into the phone. And, you know, I could tell she was kind of like, "What is going on?" Right. She's kind of like, "Okay, that's great." Like, you know, like when someone's talking to you, like, you're crazy. And she was like, and she's trying to act like polite. She's like, "Can I ask, did something happen for you to be this happy, or is it?" And I started laughing. I said, "I got Jesus in my life, and that's why I'm happy." And she was like, "Oh, that's great. That's great." And she said, "What's going on?" And I just said, you know, that I had told her that we were doing revival, and you know what we were doing as a, you know, as a church and fellowshipping and everything like that. And I just said, "I just have learned so much, and we just had this really great deliverance, and I really got some crazy deliverance from that." And I was like, "I'm just so fired up, and I wanted to call you because I love you, and I want to tell you I'm happy because I know Jesus." And she was like, I could see that really touched her heart. And I am like really praying for my mom and for my family line. And we've had a shift. Like, I've noticed when we talk, she brings God into it every single conversation. Like, praise, she brings a scriptural reference. Yeah, she, like, she's sending me scripture. She's like, she always brings it to God. And then last night, Dr. Erica, after we were talking, she prayed. She's like, "Well, I'm just going to pray." And she started praying for me, with me, on the phone after we hung up. And my heart just wanted to explode. I was just so blessed that she prayed with me. Like, she doesn't do that. She hasn't. So it's just, it's been amazing, and I am so, I'm happy. I'm happy. Thank you so much.
Can I get you to do something? I don't think your mom would mind.
Yeah.
Tell the tail line where your mom got her degree.
Oh, I don't think she finished it, but she, Boston University, Harvard. You put me on the spot. I'm blanking out. The, what's the school?
Wasn't it the School of Divinity?
Thank you. It's the Harvard School of Divinity. Yes, my mom went there. She was going to be a minister, but she wanted to be, she was also a therapist. I know. And my mom, yes, and my relationship with God is because of my mom. So for she impresses me. Like, I love her very much. And so I really want her to come back to that, to her roots. So.
Yeah, sorry, I'm like the Holy Spirit's running through me. I'm all like, yeah, it is awesome. So it is, it's so awesome. It's just awesome. So praise the Lord. It's just awesome. Yes, praise God. Yeah, I'll never forget how I first met your mother. Is my daughter there? Oh. Is she okay?
It was Christmas a few years ago, that Macedonia call, and I drove by myself from Massachusetts down to Georgia straight. Like, that was the Holy Spirit driving the car. And I went and prayed and everything, and then I forgot, you know, I'm almost 50 years old, I forget to call my mom. So she's worried about me, and she called. I fell asleep, and I was going to get up early morning. She called Dr. Erica at some, I think she called you at like 2 a.m, didn't she? Something crazy like that?
Yes.
Looking for me, like, just because she doesn't know who this lady is, right? Yes, we laugh about that all the time. Pretty
and
funny.
So do I. So do I.
Just so
praise
good.
God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You thank you.
God
thank you, Jesus.
Is doing. Yes, God is doing incredible things, if you will allow him to. yeah. if you will allow him to.
Yeah.
I'm going to open this back up again. 1-8-0-8. Can you talk now?
Yes. This is Faye Jean. I had to use my other phone, Dr. Erica, because it went out right when I was going to call.
Okay.
So anyway, I wanted just to call and tell you how much I appreciate your always sharing your life with us and being a role model for what a person looks like that truly loves Jesus and loves people and is there for people. I've never had anyone like you in my life. And I mean, you're teaching me, and I know all of us, what it's like, what love really is like, what it feels like, and making mistakes and saying, oh, he got me this time, you know, payback, you know. I mean, you're so real. I love it. My sister loves you so much, and she calls up, well, what did she say today? What'd she say today? Because she can't really follow you now because she's had some problems with her memory. But I shorten it, and I say, well, it's payback time. You know, Satan really made a mistake. So I'm just saying that it's just your whole life, and I just want to thank you for being who you are and sharing so much with people from all over the world and showing us what it's like to be both human and to love Jesus. And I think the thing that you said recently, and I'll make it short, but it's like you said, I feel like what I heard was like it's so much easier for me to know that Christ died for me on the cross than for me to scoot off of my throne and let him on the throne of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I've got him up on the cross, but you mean he wants to be the king of my heart today.
Mm-hmm.
Running my life. He's gotten off of the cross with the blood of Jesus to save me so that he can step on into being my heart and run my life today. And
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, your faith and your love and everything has just allowed me to have the courage to get off of that, the throne of the flesh of my heart, and to trust him. Because I trust you, and I love it when you say, don't lie to me. You know, I love that we are tired of people lying to us. You know, and
yeah.
It's like, I want the truth. And I don't want to be afraid of the truth. And anyway, that's just, I just want to thank you and Brother Joe and Jose for all you, it's the three of y'all getting up every morning, putting this together and loving us. And I know you're tired and your voice is a little weak. And it's like, but we're going to, it's like obedience and strength. I mean, you're a real general. You know, I love it when the general is with us tonight, you know, when you're on Omega.
Oh, that's Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon, the general's here. And I thought, yeah, she's something else. But anyway, thank you for being you and for, I'd say you're poured out like a drink offering, like Paul. But thank you so much. I love you.
I love you, Faye Jean.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you
bye-bye.
remember this. Yes. Faye Jean Hooker, call me up. Who is Faye Jean?
I was trying desperately to get to you, and I'd leave you messages, and you didn't call back, and then I'd listen to you say, who is this, Faye Jean Hooker? And it's like, somebody said, well, I think she's an artist. What?
Oh, Jacqueline. Look, Jacqueline is a researcher extraordinaire. When I was looking to find out who you were, and Jacqueline said, you know, I did some research, and there's a Faye Jean Hooker in Texas. Now, Jacqueline lives in New Mexico, right? But praise God, I got great memories with all of you. And I know this, God loves you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're teaching me.
I'm so glad he trusts me with his souls. His souls, all souls are his. Praise God. All right,
yes,
let's go
God.
To.
Thank
yes.
you. Okay. Bye-bye.
I want to go to 5998.
Go ahead, Amanda.
What do you want me to say?
Your testimony from yesterday. You're on.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Dr. Erica. Hi. I texted you. It was amazing. This whole experience with the revival has been amazing. I have been learning a lot about the Holy Spirit. Just as a believer, just I've been wanting to go deeper. You know, I'm not a pastor. I'm not, you know, anybody with the title in the church. And it's just learning about the Holy Spirit on a personal level for my life so that I can be closer to God, so that I can walk by faith and lead others through my demonstration of that. And so going through with the prayer yesterday, I was at my sister's house and we were praying with you in the prayer at your 8 o'clock Eastern time. And when you had us lay hands on our forehead and on our neck, and you were talking about the pharmakia and commanding
the
those
tattoo.
Things to come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the tattoo. I mean, you were just commanding those things to come out, and I was like doing a dance inside her office, and like I just needed a bucket, a trash can. I was like, this thing is ready to come out, and so it came out, and this just it was just so amazing. This is what I have been waiting for the past. Mm-hmm. Since 2016, when I had been going through chemotherapy and radiation therapy, proton therapy, surgeries, PET scans, all this medication, heavy medication that I had been under, and it gave me a lot of brain fog, and I would struggle every day since then. And so this was like a major breakthrough for my life. And I'm just like, yay, I am free now, Dr. Erica. I am free.
Amen. 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 I'm so happy for you, Amanda. I'm just happy. I'm happy.
Me too.
Now.
And then Monica said, call your friend Aisha, one of my friends from college. And tell her I'm so happy. And I said, what? And she says, yes, Dr. Erica said, call somebody and tell them that you're just say, I'm so happy. And I said, okay, I'm going to call her and say, I'm just so happy.
Did you call her?
And I did. And she answered, yes, I did. She answered the phone. And I just said, you know what, Aisha, I just want to tell you, I am so happy right now. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. Oh my gosh, it was just amazing. Like I just stepped out and just keep on going, and I'm going to keep on going with you, Dr. Erica.
Praise God. And I'm loving it. All right, I'm going to go to 4635.
Good evening, Dr. Erica.
Good evening, Laura.
I was going to say this is Laura, but I should have known you knew that. I'm coming to you from my daughter's basement bathroom. I'm over here doing laundry and got to see my grandson and granddaughter today. So that right there is a big praise, God.
Yes.
I want to say, too, that, yeah, through all this time, 3 times a day, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you because there were some, and the mom and me was wanting to call you up and say, try a little salt water gargle for your throat in the morning.
Oh, okay.
It just seemed like you, not that I'm a nurse, but, you know, some morning our throats can get a little raspy or anyway. And with the paperwork, I'll tell you what, I'm getting better about clipping my note cards together for each message and putting the name on so that I've got them all right together. So I appreciate that. I've got my paper notes and I write the date and everything on it. But then I've also got my note cards from all the scriptures that I wrote down, because sometimes you go so fast, I'm thinking, I can't look that up that fast. I can't listen while I'm looking while I'm writing. So yes, I love being able to do a replay. In fact, I ran home to get a few things from my house this afternoon, and one of the caregivers from my mom, from a year or so ago. He's knocking on my door on my way out, and I'm thinking, I got to get back to my daughter so I can get her stuff, get my shower, and be in time for 7 o'clock prayer. And you know what? We had Sarah out there on my floor. I was right there on the floor of my front room.
No.
I was talking to her. My mom had sent her over to see how I was doing.
Hello?
And, hello?
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyway, it was good. She raised her eyebrows a few times when, you know, and like praying in tongues. She was like, so I felt like I had to explain some of the things I did.
Oh.
As I was praying.
But you called the wrong number. Let me give you the right number. My daughter said, just nice one, and that's the idea. You called the wrong number. Now, keep going, Laura. Keep talking.
Okay. Anyway, I want to mention something that happened the other night.
I'm
other than you going to my other daughter's, but I was laying in bed, and I listened to your replays over and over and all through the night, and audio Bibles, whatever. I was laying there the other night, and I thought, you know what? God, if there's anything in my heart, any stones in my heart, any stony thing in my heart, what's not right, can you take it out, do a little surgery on my heart? And I'm going to tell you what, at first I was a little scared and I prayed against anything that was evil, but it was like I saw a glowing figure come into my bedroom. And it was almost like I thought, what is it? You have a glowing shovel or what? And I thought, but I don't see an end. And it was like a staff got laid on the end of it in my heart, almost like, you know, at the riverbank. You picture them in the Bible. And I could see like these, I don't want to call them white orbs. They were almost seemed like the size of a tennis ball or something, white and fuzzy, coming out, and they'd make a little cluster, and they just kept coming out of my heart and coming out of my heart. And I was telling myself, those must be stones in your heart that need to be removed. And I wasn't scared or anything. But then when it was over, I told my, and it didn't hurt. I was just praying that, you know, let this be an angel or something from you, God, removing things that shouldn't be in my heart and renounce if it was the enemy doing anything. I've never had anything like that happen to me before. But my heart felt better the next day. I had a few sharp pains, but it felt good. But it was just a really strange experience for me. But I really do feel like God was doing some healing there in my heart. And I don't know. I've been real good about talking to people,
Laura,
that I know, and even
You sound wonderful.
Thank you.
From the very first time I talked to you on the phone, your voice—you sound like a completely different person.
Well, thank you. I'd love to say it's all you, but you just led me to where I needed to go. And keep pushing me to go there, and I appreciate that. I really do. And even when this caregiver of my mom was going, well, maybe these houses all should be torn down, and he's walking through mine, and we get upstairs to those windows and overlook the lot. And I was telling her about how when I was going into the pity party and God said, your mission's right here. And I could almost see her brighten up, and she could see it, too, and she quit talking about Carrie.
What's wrong?
I said, God didn't tell me to leave yet. He didn't tell me it's time to go. And I said, I'm not going until I know I'm close to him. But anyway, I truly appreciate everything you do for us. I love you so much. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and all of you. Knowing that there's somebody else interceding. When this lady showed up today, you don't know how many times I'm wishing there was somebody I had to pray with me. And here she came. The time wasn't opportune, but you know what? You got to make the time. I think you mentioned one other time about, you know, before you do your other stuff, you got to get it right with God first. You know, you gotta get prayed up and get that right before you can expect anything else to go right. So I'm like, I got somebody here to pray with me. Let's do this. And anyway, yes. Anyway, thank you.
Praise God.
And I, yes, praise God. And I know it's, I haven't bought any wine for a while. And the days that I didn't buy cigarettes, I bought that homeless guy that was barefoot out in the rain. I went and got a trench coat and shoes, and I just spent my money I would have spent on cigarettes helping somebody else.
Praise God,
and anyway,
Laura. All right.
Thank you.
I love you, Laura.
Love you. I love you, too.
Kim, dial your mother and give her the right number. I think I even gave her the wrong number. I don't know. Can you call, dial her, give her the right number? Or either do a three. She dialed it before, so give her the right number.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I need you to do that, like, right away, because I gave her the wrong number. I seen. Okay.
I'll do it
Dr.
right now.
Dr. Erica?
Yes.
Is my line still open?
Yeah. I'll close it.
I should tell you that I'm up to 112 pounds.
You are?
Stop. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. 110
pounds. Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I wish I could give you some more. But that is so good, Laura. That is so good. Praise God.
Yes.
All right. Let's see if I got this right here. 00078.
Hello.
0078. Hey, Wes.
Oh, praise God. I just love the information we're getting. I'm so happy because I've got my daughter back on Wednesday. We hadn't talked for over 3 years, hardly. Just a text here or there. And I got a text Wendy said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the time that we've missed together. But she had been working through our prayers and my prayers and everyone. She was going to the Lord already. And when I talked to her the next day, she had a pretty good understanding. She is spirit-filled. She's got a lot of problems, but Satan nearly made her go crazy. She was under psychiatric care and couldn't handle pressure or anything. He was just tearing her up, and she's come a long way. And we've got a ways to go, but, oh, praise God.
Hey, Wes, wasn't that one of our prayers?
Yes, ma'am.
So we could check that off the list now, right?
Yeah, there's two things. One of my granddaughters that couldn't have babies had a little girl about 5 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And then Brooke has come back to us.
Thank you, God. Brothers and sisters, God is real. God is real, and we got the real thing. And that's, I mean, Laura gained weight, Wes.
I know. I heard that.
Laura gained weight. Your daughter, oh, man. And she texts you with a repentant heart. Do
yes, ma'am.
Know?
Amen.
And she talked about bloodline stuff, generational stuff, didn't she?
She knew, yes. She knew. She said, I know, in her notes, she said, I know this is generational.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first note I got from her. She said, I know this generational. God told me it was.
Oh, so, thank you, Jesus.
So she's working in a place that I did not expect her to be in.
See? But God did.
Yeah, God was working with her probably from the day one of the first prayer, I have a feeling.
Uh-huh. Praise him.
And I just, today's lesson was a little tough for me on the fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always just done what God has told me to do. Now,
mm-hmm.
what is leading to, it looks like, is deliverance. I wouldn't have thought that 18 months ago, but I'm stepping out boldly, you know. And,
yep.
and part of that's coming through taking back the land that he wants taken back in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Stepping out in that, and I got a confirmation somewhere today from somebody. I just heard it about taking the land back in Texas.
Praise God.
So I said, oh, my goodness, I've got a couple of places I need to go. So I'm going to try to get down to one of them Monday, and then I'm going to go to my daughter's, and we're going to anoint her house, her land, her property, her business.
Amen.
And get that under control where we can work against what's there. It looks like some demonic activity, there.
See, God had you ready. What did I say? It's in the God prepares us. He prepares
yes, ma'am.
Us. The secret, preparation. Preparation is the secret, one of them anyway. But
yes.
you know what, Wes? You sound happy. You sound
I
happy.
I am happy. Most definitely.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know, the big thing on my heart right now is that little John that was in the Texas Children's Hospital. He got to go home last week. They determined that it would be better for him to be in his home atmosphere than to keep probing on him and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still holding fast that his brain is going to be rebuilt.
Who knows what's going to happen? And then you text me, I didn't even know he lives in Alaska.
Yeah, his dad's a fireman.
Okay.
Up there.
Well, I got a special love in my heart for Alaska.
Yeah.
So
that's why
knows?
I got so excited when you said that, and knowing he was there,
mm-hmm.
Debbie collected some fire helmets. He got one fire helmet from New York State. We've got another one. We've got to send up there. He went home before we really knew what was going on. And God has showed me that if I go get some sweatbands for hard hats,
uh-huh.
that we can anoint those with oil
mm-hmm.
and put on this hard hat on that fireman helmet and stuff. Let them. I've got to check it with the parents first. That's all right.
Right.
But.
Right.
I know he will want to wear, you know, those. I mean, he's 6-7 years old, so.
Oh, yeah.
But praise God. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Praise God.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
4-4-6-9-1. You'll be up here in a minute. 4-6-9-1. The last 4-4-6-9-1. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. What is it? 4-5-9-1. Thank you. 4-5-9-1. Would that be you on the air? 4-6-9-1. I mean 4-5. Why do I keep saying 6? 4-5-9-1, you're on the air right now. That's Kim's mom.
S-I-5-A-5.
Okay.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, Sister Erica, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so happy. I've been trying to, like, when you're in the air, try to figure out how to do it. And I said, can you help me? He said, Mom, you got the number. And I go, for the line cannot, the ring, but for some reason, they asked me for the PIN number or something. But thanks, God, I'm in line with you now. I love you, and I'm so, so excited to talk to you right now. And last night, for first time, my husband, said I would be and listen to your show. So
Nancy?
I always go to a room. I always go to a room privately, do it my own, because I feel like I'm disturbing him. But last night he was so happy that I said, honey, she is our teacher, the one that been teaching me and Kenny for a long time, and we grown up in Christ strongly and strongly. And she's the one we listen every night. So he said out, he shut the TV off, everything silent, and he started listening to you. And he was like, wow, wow, I never heard that before. And so I don't know how I can start, because so many changes, 100-plus changes on my husband that I never expected. So, I mean, he just radical.
That's what I love, radical.
Yes, he said, when I make it about with God and Jesus, I'm in business. I said, that's what has taken me too long, because I want to be pure. I want to be good. I want to be sure that I never offend him. My mother was so pure, and I want to be like her. So that's what I taken me so long. I was feared that I was going to offend my God. But from now on, I feel like cry, because he said, from now on, I'm going to be straight out and arrow with Jesus, because I know I cannot offend him. He is so... he's just so in love with him that he don't want to say anything wrong or special with me. And I used to this attention that he's giving right now. He apologizes, honey, you my sweetheart. You the one that give me my beautiful three children. And I've been honored you. From now on, with God's help, I'm going to do the best husband I can be. I said, honey, you've always been an awesome husband. It just sometimes it was not you the one talking. I've been knowing this. My daughter teach me. I said, Dr. Erica also teaching. And many other teachers were here, but we come in stronger and more knowledgeable of fighting and understanding that sometimes humans, saying mean tennis is not a human. It's somebody that's in the human. Mm-hmm. So he said, wow, you knew this? I said, yes, honey. That's what I just, my daughter keeps saying, Mom, don't argue with him. Pray for him. And that's what my daughter Kenny say all the time. And she's my main pillar. They support me, because I get so upset with him. So upset with him. He says tennis, they used to hurt me so badly. I just cry. And when I was listening, you show, I drawn to my room quietly, because I don't want him. That he get mad with me or something. But last night he said, I wouldn't meet. He said, wow. He keeping like so quiet. He was amazing, all the things that you were saying. And he never read the Bible. He never. He just listened sometimes music or Christian music. But Dr. Eric, let me tell you something. He changes so drastically. He wanted to teach me with, okay, honey, this is important. Before it was like you tell him something, he had the stubbornness on him. He was so stubborn. Now everything, you hardly can say nothing, because he said, okay. And sometimes I say, honey, make your own choice, because I don't know if you're going to do the own choice. I don't want it kind of bossy, you know, anything like that. Just making sure the suggestions, because he agreed with me and everything now. Something that before it was he never was in agreement. I always said an argument. I always something that I prefer not to say, and because we not want to get into an argument. Now is the opposite. He said, okay, honey, okay, honey, everything, what do you think? It was like today we work all day together, and we hear no disagreements. He opened the door for me, honey, you want me to ride with you? I said, no, Bill, how is he? It was like amazing. You know, he's so polite. He's so kind. He's worrying if I eat. He's worrying if I hit uncle. But he did it before, but not like a rudeness. Well, you don't cover yourself. Now he said he just get up, pick the blanket, and cover me. I feel like he just got to meet me one more time, like my boyfriend, loving me and taking care of me, like babying me.
Yeah, I just want you to say something for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Now, thank
Lord.
Him again,
yes.
And thank him again, and thank him again. Thank
I've
him. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, Dr. Rebecca. Today I was going downstairs all by myself, jumping up and down. Jesus said yes. I thought I was going to hit the ceiling. I keep jumping and jumping and jumping. And it's like it, to me sometimes I say, did this happen for real? Yes, it happened, Jesus. Yes, it happened. I go through my head like, no, this is impossible. And then I say, yes, Jesus, it is true, it's true. To me, coming to seconds, I go, wow, this is incredible. Dr. Rarick, I remember you said it. Wait for soon you don't, this month, you're going to get in thin and pray for me. They even go less than what? A couple of weeks, less than a weekend, and the miracles start happening. It just started happening.
Jesus.
And I'm so amazing. So amazing. It's like, it's almighty. You are so beautiful. You are so glorious, Lord. And thank you for your teaching, Dr. Rebecca. You know, I have no idea how much me and my daughter, I always, either she tells me really in the morning to remind me, or she mostly is the one, the first one. I go, ding, there she go. I throw the phone on. And we just cannot miss. I mean, it's such a richness in the way you teach. You just such a knowledge, so much power, so much. Oh, it's amazing. I just cannot explain it. It's amazing. We've grown so fast. We stayed in church for how many years? 40 years, sit out in there, on and on and on, the same routine. And through your teachings, through the new church, we just matured so fast. I mean, the miracles just start happening.
Thank you, Lord.
Just start happening. So fast. So you're right. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Jesus, we love you. We praise you. Oh, to him be the glory.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just say, here is the Lord. You're so sweetheart. You're so lovable. You're so kind. And sometimes we harm here through thinking or through a bad word. Because my husband, let me be honest with you, my husband used to make me so angry. And my chin is a mommy. It's not him. So what is my answer? Bad words. And now I have to be careful, honey. You don't want to harm the Lord. Be careful. Watch what he's saying. He told me, be careful. Yes, he said, be careful. So if somebody cut me off or something, I said, let it go, honey. Be patient. We'll be there soon. He totally, all the pains that I go through him, he's like, right now I'm not listening. He said, sorry, I put you through there, honey. It's not never going to happen again. He's like my boyfriend right now to me. Probably it's like he's so.
I love it.
Yes, okay, Rick. I'm even my Kenny said, Mommy, wow, watch what you ask him. You might get it. I said, I got it already. I got it. So, oh my goodness, it's a lot more things I don't know when, but you a little more free because you've been so busy lately. And praise the Lord for a soldier like you, because you are a warrior. You are a truthful warrior. And since the first time I hear you, you can ask my daughter, Kenny. I click with you. I go, wow, I like her. Oh, I love her teachings. And amazingly, immediately, my spirit totally clicked with your spirit. It's like, I love the way she teaches. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was just immediately, I said, Kenny, how you find her? Omega Man. I said, yes. I hear her before, so I never knew how to connect with you.
Okay, you better stop, see. I don't want to get all puffed up. You don't want me to get all puffed up. You know,
I'm so excited.
It's all about Jesus, and I thank God he chose me to work for him.
Yes.
For him. But you know what? It's beautiful testimonies and beautiful people like you that have faith that allow me to go on another day. That allow me to, okay, God, I'm going to get on up here. Because it is, now tonight I'm going to sleep good. I'm going to rest good. I'm going to sleep good. Why?
Oh.
Because I know that my life is valuable to somebody.
Yes. Yes.
It is important that you know that too, brothers and sisters. That your life is valuable to somebody. That you're not living just for yourself. That you're living for God, and somebody saw Jesus through your life, through your actions. It is so important. Now, I'm happy, okay? I'm happy. I'm going to sleep good tonight. I was going to talk about understanding, but I don't have to because you all preached tonight. You all preached.
Oh.
You all had the word. And so I'm going to put this over here for another day. I'm going to tell you something. It is important that you enrich somebody else's life every day. You thought it was a simple little thing, but the person that you called and told you were happy, you transferred on them. And it was good. A transference took place, and it was a God transference. And that's what we have to do. We have to cut out all this negative stuff, and we have to stop the enemy from transferring on us by, before he can transfer on us, we transfer some of God's goodness. Boy, ain't that something? That's all I could say.
Amen.
I got it. here's the B part. We got Jesus in our life. It's the real thing, and it's so good. It's so good. Good. Angela, double, double.
I got a testimony of what he done, and I can't keep it to myself. He took the shackles off my feet.
I got me a friend.